Good evening. It's an incredible schus to be here with all of you. And Bishus, Rabbi Lefkowitz, the Mashgiach, the Rabbi Open, all of the Rabbeim. As I walked into the building and I saw such a beautiful sight of Dibuk Chaverim, of friends coming together, of friends who perhaps haven't seen each other for a relatively long amount of time, certainly not in the context of school, coming together, feeling that v'yahavta l're'acha kamocha. I was so struck by the avas Yisrael that was palpable as you walked into this beautiful Beis Medrash. So I know that, Emir Tzashem, I'm sure you have a packed evening ahead of you, and I'm sure you're eager to get with your Rabbeim, and Emir Tzashem, begin, I understand, you're learning Cheska Sabbatim, this man, Emir Tzashem, to begin your Shiurim, to get back into the rigors of learning and of Shir. But I want to share with you two brief ideas. The first is an incredible Gemara from Maseches Berachos. The Gemara speaks about, this is on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells a story about the great personality Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Pam achas hayisi mahalich baderech. One time I was traveling on the road. V'nechnasti l'chur v'achas mi'chur v'os Yerushalayim l'hispalel. And I went into one of the ruins of Yerushalayim in order to be able to daven. And it's a dramatic story. The Gemara says, Bo ilyo zachar latov, v'shamar li ala pesach, v'himtin li ad shesiyamti tfilasi. And Rabbi Yossi says that Eliyahu HaNavi waited for me at the entranceway of the ruin until I finished davening. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss the exchange between Rabbi Yossi and Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi asked Rabbi Yossi, why did you go into the ruin? But I want to draw your attention to the end of the discussion. V'amar li, Eliyahu HaNavi said to me, Rabbi Yossi says, B'ni, ma kol shamata b'chor v'zu. Tell me, my son, when you were davening inside of the ruin, did you hear anything? V'amarti lo, I said to him, yes, Eliyahu, I did. Shamati bas kol shemen ahemes kiyona v'omeres. I heard a bas kol, a heavenly voice, that whispered like a dove and said, Oy lebanim shaba avonosem echarafti es besi. So the Gemara goes on. And essentially Rabbi Yossi says, I heard a voice that cried, that lamented, saying, where did my children go? This story appears in Medrash Eicha as well. In the Medrash Eicha, the voice that Rabbi Yossi heard said, Bonai, heichonatem. My children, where are you? My children, where did you go? And Eliyahu HaNavi turns to Rabbi Yossi and he says, Chayecha v'chayi rashecha. Lo shazu bilvad omeres kach. It's not just that you heard the voice and this was a one-time event. And lebechol yom vayom shalosh pamim omeres kach. Three times a day. The Shechina comes into the ruins of Yerushalayim with one simple supplication. With one simple tefillah. Banai heichonatem. My children, where did you go? And I stand here in this Beis Medrash tonight. A Beis Medrash that I'm sure had the Kol Torah and the Kol Tefillah from the very special Scott's Hill community. But a Beis Medrash that has not heard an Ashrei from you in months. A Beis Medrash that has not heard an Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah from you, precious Talmidim, in months. And since after Purim, when the yeshiva has been closed, the Shechina has been coming here every single day, three times a day. Bonai heichanatem, my children, where are you? My children, where are you? And how privileged we are to say, Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. That tonight when the Shechina came by Mincha time and was ready to say, Banai Heichanatem, where are my children? The Ribono Shel Olam's beautiful, holy sons were all here to greet him. And I know that it's strange. It's strange to walk around in masks, Trust me, it's even stranger to give a drasha in a mask, for your rebbeim to give shir in mask. It's strange to sit behind partitions like this. It's strange. But Baruch Hashem, you're back. Baruch Hashem, this Beis Medrash, which yearned for you, which pined for you all of these months, you are back. So appreciate the incredible zechus you have to once again be back with your Rebbeim who love you so much, to once again be back with the Hanhala which values you so much, to once again be back in a beautiful yeshiva which wants one thing and one thing only. For each and every one of you to be successful in your own unique way. And most of all, who amongst us could imagine the simcha, the pure joy and elation that the Shechina, that the Ribono Shel Olam is feeling at this very moment, seeing that its children have come home. I want to tell you on a personal level, I wasn't going to come for mincha because I'm going to daven, I figure I'll daven mincha later on at my shul. And I said to myself, am I crazy? I'm going to miss a mincha at TA, the first mincha that the yeshiva is davening in months. I'm going to miss out on the opportunity to be with such a hilig chevra, to be with such a holy group of boys. As was mentioned before, mevakshim. I'm going to miss an opportunity that when the Shechina comes and says, Banai Heichan, he doesn't even have to finish the sentence. Because he sees a beautiful Beis Medrash filled with all of you. So now you're back, Baruch Hashem. And the Zman is going to start. And the truth is, it's not even a full Elul. We're close to 2 weeks into Elul. There's so little time to accomplish so much. So what is it that we should focus on? And I'm not speaking at you. I'm not even speaking to you. I'm speaking with you. Because I ask myself that same question as well. Chodesh Elul is almost partially done. It's only a little bit more than 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah, 2 weeks to the Yemei Adin. And what is it that we are supposed to focus on? So boys, I want to share with you another incredible Gemara. This is a Gemara Maseches Ksuvos. And the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph writes as follows. And I'm going to read to you part of it. You'll look at it inside because it's an incredible Gemara. Tan Rabbanan B'Shas Piti Rasel Shal Rebbe. When Rabbi Yehuda Anosi passed away, or was passing away, Amar, Libnai Ani Tzarech. He said, I need my sons. Nich Nisu Bana Vetzlo, his sons came to him, and he gave them a series of instructions. Amar Lahem, he said to them, number one, Hizaru Bichvot Imchem. Make sure to continue to respect your mother, even if I'm no longer alive. Number two, Yer Ner Doluk Bim Komo. Make sure that the candle that's always lit by my place on the table, that candle, you still kindle that candle. And Shulchan Ye Aruch Bim Komo. Set my place at the table as well. Three instructions. So the Gemara says, the first one I understand, respect your mother. But why is Rebbe asking his children to light the candle by his place at the table? To set his place at the table? So the Gemara then goes on and says something amazing. Boys, listen to this Gemara. My taima, kol be shimshi have asi lebeisei. Because even when Rebbe passed away, every Shabbos night, he would come back to his mishpacha. Could you imagine what the Gemara is saying? Even when Rebbe passed away, every single Shabbos night, he would come to have the seuda with his mishpacha. Until the Gemara says, at one point in time, something happened. Hahu be shimshi, asai shivasa kakarya abava. So until one time a neighbor showed up, and the neighbor was speaking loudly, and the maidservant of Rebbe said, lower your voice a little bit. Rebbe is making kiddush for his mishpacha. At that point in time, when it became known that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi came back, he stopped coming. An incredible miracle. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi comes back from the Olam HaEmes every single Shabbos to be with his mishpacha. And the Ben Yehoyada asks a very simple question. He says, why was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi zocha to that? Nowhere else in Shas do we find any other great person that merited to come back from the afterlife in order to be able to join their mishpacha. Wouldn't every person want that? Wouldn't Avraham Avinu want to come back and be with Yitzchak?
And wouldn't every other Tana and Amora want to come back to be able to be with their mishpacha even after they left this world? But says the Ben Yoyoda, the only example we have of this is Rebbe. So ask the Ben Yoyoda why. What was unique about Rebbe that he got this incredible schus? And the Ben Yoyoda says something absolutely amazing. He says, just turn the page. And it's on Daf Kuf Dalid in Ksuvis that the Gemara tells the incredible story that Rebbe was dying and he suffered from a terrible intestinal ailment. And what's happening? The Gemara describes the scene. Rebbe is dying, but inside, outside, all the Talmidei Chachamim are gathered. And not just Talmidei Chachamim, the entire community is gathered, davening for him. Davening, pouring their hearts out in supplicatory prayer, begging, storming the heavens to save Rebbe. And inside the house, Rebbe's maidservant sees that her master, that Rebbe, is suffering so terribly. And she says, Rebbe, it's almost as if they're fighting over you. The Ribono Shel Olam wants to pull your neshama to the Olam HaEmes. And in this world, they won't stop davening. They're keeping you here. So you know the story. What does she do? She takes an earthenware jug. She throws it out the window. It smashes on the ground. The noise startled everyone. They stopped davening for a moment. And in that moment, when they stopped davening, Rebbe passed away. Rebbe died. In that moment, when she was able to pause the tefillah, Rebbe passed away. And says the Ben Yehoyada, something amazing. There is no such thing as a tefillah that doesn't have an impact. You see, they were davening for Rebbe's recovery. That particular request was not granted. Rebbe did not receive a refuah shalema. He didn't get that. For when the whole community is storming Shamayim, when the whole community is davening for Rebbe, says the Ben Yehoyada, those tfilos don't just disappear and dissipate into oblivion. Those tfilos don't just simply do nothing. So what did those tfilos accomplish? Those tfilos of the collective enabled Rebbe to come back each and every Shabbos and be with his mishpacha. The tfilah wasn't able to get Rebbe the refuah shalema that everyone wanted. But says the Ben Yehoyada, there's no such thing as a tfilah that doesn't have some positive ramification and repercussion. And I think we could build on this Ben Yehoyada just a little bit. That it's not just tefillah. It's not just tefillah. It's not just davening. But every single thing that we do in the realm of ruchnius has an impact. Every single thing that we do in our avodas Hashem has some type of positive repercussion. Sometimes we think that we don't matter. Sometimes we think to ourselves that if I go to shir, and at least I pretend like I'm paying attention, Shalom al Yisrael, right? I'm not causing trouble. I'm not going to get anyone upset. I'm just going to coast. And what does it matter? As long as I'm not causing problems, as long as nothing negative is occurring, it's a big shkoyach to me. That's a pretty accomplished day. Or for some people, a pretty accomplished school career. But says the Ben Yehoyada, that's because we forget that we matter. We forget that every single thing that we do has such a dramatic and positive impact in the world and on ourselves. It's true, sometimes you can't see it. Sometimes you can't measure it. Sometimes you can't observe it. But there is always a positive byproduct whenever you do something that is holy. So we think that if we go to shir, if you understand the entire shir, incredible. Incredible. But boys, I want to tell you something amazing. Even if you don't understand the entire shir, you should definitely work hard to try to understand it. But sometimes for whatever the reason, a person just doesn't chap. A person just doesn't get it. Do you understand the power of reading a few lines of Gemara? Do you understand what happens in this world and in the celestial Sirah HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you open up a Gemara and you just read the words? Do you understand what happens when you read the beautiful and holy words of Rashi? Do you understand what occurs when you try to work through a Tosfos? Whether you understand it or you don't understand it. Whether you feel you're matzliach or you're not matzliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not judge us based on our results. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us just based on our effort. All He asks of us, in order to be successful Jews and successful people, is to try. Don't measure your success by how much you're able to retain, by how much you're able to master, how much you're able to memorize. Those are all wonderful things. Measure your success by how hard you're willing to try. Measure your success by the effort you are willing to expend. Because every single time you try to daven with a little bit more kavanah, even though you might run out of gas somewhere in the beginning of Shemona Esrei, and even when you try to just say, you know what, today's going to be different, and it doesn't really materialize that way, the little bit that you try, the little bit of effort, goes so incredibly far. Everything you do matters. The effort you expend in your davening, the effort you expend in your learning, the derech eretz that you go ahead and you treat and you approach your general studies with, is no less important than the derech eretz that you go ahead and you exhibit in the other areas of your spiritual life as well. Everything we do matters. The chesed you do by looking out for one another. There are incoming ninth graders. Ninth graders sometimes have a little bit of a difficulty in adjusting. It's a new school. It's a new year. It's coronavirus. Look out for the kids. Look out for the people who are new. Instead of going ahead and sometimes using seniority to lord over others, use it as an incredible opportunity to become Baalei Chesed. Every single thing that you do has an incredibly dramatic impact. And all of this matters, even if it's not perfect. Boys, I beg you, you have a new Zman, and you have a new opportunity. As Mashgiach mentioned before, what was, was. What was. Masha haya haya. What was. Maybe last year wasn't such a great year. Maybe the last 2 years haven't been so great. Maybe your entire schooling has been nothing to write home about. But all of that could change this Elul. Maybe you get excited about absolutely nothing. Chavra, get excited about something. Dig within yourself. And if your davening just doesn't appeal to you, then ask your Rebbe for a recommendation about a sefer that could give you a little bit more insight. And if you're struggling with your learning, then go over to your Rebbeim who love you so much and say, Rebbe, I'm just not getting it. And I just don't feel good about it. And to be honest, Rebbe, maybe I've never felt good about my learning. Maybe it's just never done anything for me. Maybe it's just the motions I go through because it's what we do. But I have yet to experience that gishmak that everyone talks about. And I don't want to wait till I'm in Beis Medrash. And I don't want to wait till I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I want it now. I want it now. And even if you've been apathetic for who knows how long, shake off the dust. Invest yourself. Push yourself. Breathe new life into yourselves, into your yeshiva. Breathe new life into the Zman. Because when you put in effort, that effort always yields results. Klal Yisrael's tefillas for Rebbe didn't give him a refuah shalema, but they allowed him to come back to this world every Shabbos Kodesh. Sometimes the efforts you put in don't give you the results that you may have wanted, but they always produce something incredibly positive. I'll just end with one pasuk that has always struck me. The pasuk in Parshas Ekev says, in Parshas Nitzavim, excuse me, pasuk says, "Ki karov elecha davar ma'od beficha ubilvavcha la'asoso." Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, literally translated, "Ki karov elecha davar," the thing, the matter, is very close to you. "Beficha," in your mouth, "bilavavcha," in your heart, "laasoso," to perform it. And all the Mefarshim tried to understand, the Pasuk is a beautiful Pasuk, there's only one problem. Only one problem. What is Moshe Rabbeinu talking about? What's the davar? What's the thing that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, is discussing? And so many of the Mefarshim say it's tshuva. It's tshuva. Tshuva is not so hard. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something amazing. The Baal Shem Tov says, what does it mean? Ki karov eilech ha-davar, the thing is very close to you. The Baal Shem Tov essentially says, davar is, you fill in the blank. You fill in the blank. Whatever you want out of life, ki karov eilecha hadavar ma'od. Whatever you want, you can make it happen. It's closer than you think. You just have to apply yourself. So boys, the new zman starts tonight. And I hope that you have many dvarim, that you have many things you want to accomplish. And some of them may seem overwhelming. And some of them may seem distant. And some of them, in the moment where you sit right now, may seem unattainable. But remember the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember the tefillos of Rebbe. Ki karov eilecha hadavar. Whatever you want to accomplish is within reach as long as you're willing to apply yourselves, as long as you're willing to try. I wish each and every one of you incredible hatzlacha and incredible bracha in this new zman. May you be zochem yeretz Hashem through your wonderful rabbeim to drink the sweet waters of Torah in Elul throughout the rest of the year. May you be zochem yeretz Hashem to grow in every way you want to grow. May you be zochem yeretz Hashem to see the beauty of the Ribono Shel Olam's Torah, to establish a sense of dveikus, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to actualize your full potential. And in that zechus, the zechus of starting on this journey, may all of you, your mishpachos, your rebbeim, their mishpachos, and all of Klal Yisrael be zoche to l'ksila v'chasima tova. Thank you.